Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are giving away Atlanta Gladiator tickets. It is a four-pack of tickets so that you can take the fam to an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena. Plus, we've got a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Bucks scratcher. Visit georgialottery.com to find a retailer near you. Today could be the day. Call Dylan now. 404-726-0929, and good luck. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Did you ever watch that movie, Revenge of the Nerds, Allie?
Yes. Well, I don't remember it frame by frame, but I know I've seen it.
Yeah. Who was your favorite character? And do you remember the characters?
It's so long. I don't even know.
Yeah, mine was Booger.
Booger.
It's like when you ask somebody to stop doing something, they keep doing it. That's what's happening right now.
We are all.
Sometimes I'm like a little kid and just mean.
Sometimes.
Like a little kid. Oh. What?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and let everyone in behind the curtain today because Mike and Bo have really glamorized parenthood over the last few days. So talking about childbirth and how amazing that imagery is. And then today talking about boogers.
I don't do well with boogers. I'm battling a little bit of a headache, and I was like talking about how my wife had my daughter hand her a booger, and I was like, man, that is the nastiest thing I've ever seen. she didn't have a napkin on hand. She was like, my daughter was like, oh, she's three. She's like, I have a booger. And my wife's like, hand it to me. I was like, and
really?
Now bringing that back up with the headache that I'm battling right now, I was like, man, that's just not a good sequence of events.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, dude, I'm already battling it. The thought of that nasty picture in my head is not going well.
Prom's just so surprised by this. Like, you know, to me, like, in my eyes, you're this big, you know, tough, strong offensive lineman.
Oh, the boogers, dude.
Which you are. Dude, a booger, of all things? Just
bro,
a booger.
Listen to me.
Bro, we used to eat them.
As a dad, I would rather smear a poopy diaper on my cheeks than to touch a booger.
Really?
I swear to God.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
First off,
I swear to you.
That's crazy.
First off, I'm going to defend him slightly. Slightly. And then I'm going to destroy him in the same sentence. But unless you have touched another person's booger, willingly, but also because you had to, I don't think you're just because, Dylan, you're talking about eating your own boogers when you were a kid doesn't mean you can judge him for having to touch another human being's.
That is a very good point. That's
but the second, yes. I too had that moment once where I like was a little bit grossed out by my kid's boogers, but. This is where I can experience personal growth, and I guess Mike hasn't experienced it yet. But see, last night I was telling them that Melrose got out of the bath, and she had like what appeared to be like a little booger on her nose, and I just grabbed it and threw it in the bathwater that was draining down because I was like, you know, just to get rid of it. And Amy was like, "What was that? A booger?" I go, "Yeah, I think so. You know, no big deal." And I just picked her and took her. And Mike about lost it when I said that just now. And I'm like, dude, like, they're. What his wife did is a little bit extreme for me. Like, I'd be like, no, just like wipe.
How's it any different than what you just did?
Hold on. I'm about to tell you. Because Stevie is big, and I would have just been like, you know what? That booger is on your hand. You need to go to the bathroom and dispose of that. Yeah. But Lindsay's straight man's up and like,
it was,
nah, man, just hand it to me. I'll dispose of it. I'm like, what, no.
But you have to know the backstory of this is that this was during bedtime after she had got my daughter into bed and settled. And it was like, okay, lights out. I'm leaving the room. And my daughter was trying to extend this to make sure she didn't leave the room. It was like, no, mommy, come back. No, mommy, come back. No, mommy, come back. And she was like, oh, mommy, look, I have a booger. And it was like, no, you're not getting out of bed to go to the bathroom. You're not doing any of that stuff. Just hand it to me and go to sleep. And that's how it happened. It was, yeah. It was. She was trying to extend the day. That's all it was.
Well, that's still that. I can't say what I done that one, but this one was just like, you're supposed to be clean. And is there a booger on your nose? I could get rid of this immediately, and like just got rid of it. But I mean, I'm not. I don't enjoy it. But the first time that I ever experienced it, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal until. I had it in my hand, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing well with this. I got to get rid of this. And then I had that personal growth. Look, don't worry, Mike. One day you too will experience personal growth like me.
I just can't believe you prefer diapers over the boogers. But
million times.
We should probably move on because we're in the hour of people are eating breakfast. So I apologize that we brought up this matter.
Oh, they're eating breakfast late, Allie. They should be in their cars by now on the way to work.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about Kyle Pitts. It's very exciting because
another thing that Mike loves talking about.
He won NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Well deserved. It's for the Bucs game. He had 11 receptions for 166 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, shout out wide receiver Kyle Pitts.
God, taking shots.
This conversation about whether or not he needs to be extended had back and forth with a couple of friends of mine the other day. They're like, oh man, his receiving stats are so good. And that's what this award is based on. You're not giving this award based on his blocking percentage. And that's the bottom line. Nobody is ever going to do that. And so I think when you look at it from that aspect, I'm very happy about the output that Kyle Pitts has had. I hope it continues. Even if Drake London is on the field, I hope he continues to play at an elite level. And I'm sure that you know, his future is very bright. So congratulations to him on that award.
It's just crazy. I look at his numbers, and it was like 3 touchdowns last week, 4 touchdowns for the season. And you're just like, man, that if we could get, I don't know, that number up. I just don't know how you – first off, I do say he played phenomenal. And if this is the Kyle Pitts you got every week, you'd have one of the best offenses in the league, and there'd be no doubt about it. The thing for me is I don't know how you extend him based on what his potential, where he was drafted, and what the end of the season could look like based on your 5-year sample size.
Yeah.
With the needs of the team.
What I keep coming back to in all of these conversations, because we've had them extensively over the last couple of weeks, is what is known about the Falcons in 2026. And it is very few things. Mm-hmm. Very few things that are actually knowns about the Falcons next year. Drake London will be here, or you definitely should. Bijan Robinson,
he will be.
You know, AJ Terrell will be here. You start getting to the knowns. I mean, I think you can probably stop at 10 knowns in any direction of what exactly is going on with this franchise next season. There's too many questions around Kyle Pitts for me to say, oh, got to bring him back. It's like, I don't know the quarterback. I don't know the system. I don't know the coaches. I don't know I don't know any of this stuff.
Oh, it's the hypocrisy of what a fan is. The same people that are like, you got to go fix this, that, and this. Resign Kyle Pitts. I don't care what it takes. Well, I can't do all of that. It's not feasible. I can't go get the players you think we need to get at those other positions and then sign a guy that touches the football 7 times a game to this big deal. It would be different if he was a game wrecker week in and week out. Is Drake London a game wrecker every time he steps on the field? Is Bijan Robinson? Mike's nodding his head yes. He's not saying it, but he's nodding it. Yes.
Just letting you eat, man.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a role play here. So, like, but the thing is like, guess what? Kyle Pitts isn't. You have to wait every once in a while to get that. If every time he touched a football, he was right, you know, or every game he was completely changing what you did and what other teams did, then it would be an easy thing. It's not. Do I want him back? Sure. I absolutely would love to have Kyle Pitts back. Maybe doing things a little bit differently, but I'd like to have him back if it was right, but it's not going to be right. I don't know how you do it, especially when you might have to be in the line for one of the better backup quarterbacks based on the uncertainty of Michael Penix.
Hey, before we get to Life of Squid, breaking news here. Tomorrow, we're not going to be in the studio. We are hitting the Publix at Paces Ferry Center for a special broadcast. You can come on in, pick up your groceries for the weekend, the football parties. Come say hello to us as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, it's the Publix at Paces Ferry Center, 6 to 9 tomorrow morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Morning.
So last season, Doug Gottlieb became the head coach of Green Bay, Wisconsin basketball team. And they won 4 games, I believe. They went 4-28. And he was pretty bad. And he did all that without stepping away from his radio show. He still does the Doug Gottlieb show every day on Fox Sports Radio, I believe is where it's at. Who cares? Nobody cares. You want to listen to this radio station. But that said, he's now come out and said, I'm stepping away from my radio show. I'm taking a hiatus. These kids owe a fully dedicated, the kids are owed a fully dedicated coach. I know I'm fully dedicated, but you only get one shot at this thing. There's any ounce of lack of preparation or any ounce of fatigue, it's going to sound crazy, but last week we went to Indy, and because of the timing of my show, the bus had to leave without me, and I flew. I don't think that's what I want to do as a coach. Well, where the hell was this thought process when you're going 4-28? They're 6-7 so far this season, by the way.
Dang.
But now he's decided to take a hiatus. He's still going to do his podcast. I mean, this is what he should have done all along. In fact, he never should have been allowed to not do one or the other by the school. I understand the lore of the radio and the company that he was doing radio for and allowing him to do that. I completely understand that. But the basketball He never should have been allowed to do both because it's a daily thing. It's a daily show in the middle of the freaking day.
Yeah. I wouldn't have had an issue with him doing both. I just think the hierarchy should have changed in that story that he's telling. I think that if you couldn't have made the bus because of your radio show, you should have gotten somebody else to fill in on your radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm at with it. I don't mind him doing both. I think there's people that have done multiple jobs in the sports media world. That's kind of a tougher one when you add in coaching. But I'm glad that he finally came around to making the right decision by those guys. If he wants to continue in that realm. His thing where you got to do right, these opportunities don't come around very often or whatever, you know, what he said. You only get one shot at this thing. I feel like there's a lot more coaching jobs that he could have than there are radio shows, but that's just me. So hopefully he gets it lined up.
Well, there are, but remember his dad was a coach and he's been doing radio for quite a extended amount of time now, over 10 years. I don't understand why how you go 4-28, nothing changed about, you know, it was a dreadful year last year. You got called out and you decided to do this in the middle of the season, essentially. Just, the timing is odd.
It sounds like someone talked to him.
Yeah, maybe he got some demands made by the AD something.
Yeah, and maybe it was like, we'll try this for a year. We'll see how it goes.
So you think an adult finally stepped in? I tend to agree with you. I just think the adult should have stepped in after the 4-28 year and said, look, one or the other, man.
Right,
but
right.
Glad he did it now.
You got to focus on one thing. Multitasking is not real.
Yes, it is.
No.
Just not that type of multitasking.
Multitasking has been proven to not be real. It's not effective.
Dylan, tell her it's real.
Want to say congratulations to Chris from Gainesville. He won the Atlanta Gladiators tickets. We will have more tomorrow. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
You too can be a multitasker.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.